welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning back in again. And thank you to the, I don't know, a good couple of thousand people that made the trip down to London last weekend for the clash at the Stoop. We don't know official numbers, but there were definitely a lot of you, judging by the noise and the flags. So again, thank you for everybody that made the trip down. And fingers crossed we'll see you back at Scotstoun next weekend. Before we touch on next weekend, quick review of the Quins clash, Mr. Walker.
Missed opportunity, I would say.
Yeah.
Boys grafted, though. I mean, you can't fault the effort. I think we reviewed it today and Tuesday. And I think we had seven opportunities with ball in hand to score. So it's kind of looking back on that and seeing if we can take those opportunities in the future. And, we don't really want to dwell on it now that it's passed and all of our eggs have kind of put into one basket, and that's winning the URC. Yep. So, it was tough, but like you say, the travelling support was amazing. I think there's a few of us who didn't travel who watched it, and you heard when we scored or whenever a decision went our way, the stadium erupted. So it was amazing to see so many Glasgow fans down there and all the flags. And Franco alluded to it on Monday about how when you walk down the little path, you can see everyone with the flags and stuff. So, no, it was amazing. But, onwards and upwards with the URC.
Jamie, the noise when George scored the third try, I think, is probably the loudest I've heard any of the Glasgow support at an away game, not at Murrayfield for an 1872. It was phenomenal. Like you said, we're back in the URC next weekend. We've got a week off this weekend, but we've got the URC next weekend against the Sharks here at Scotstoun, which doubles up as our Plaster Purple game for Glasgow Children's Hospital charity. Tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org and our donation
link. Your tickets.
Do it. And also donate to our Fighting for Our Families campaign for Children's Hospital charity. It's available on our Twitter. We're just over £19,000 at time of recording across the calendar across the season so far.
What was our previous record?
Previous record from last year was 21 and a bit thousand.
We can beat that.
I'm hesitant to put this out publicly, but hey, we're going to do it. We're going to try and beat that before the game next Friday.
We're going to do it.
So let's do that. Quick chat briefly. I know you were at the Christmas visit out to the hospital.
Amazing. Children's Hospital is amazing. The stuff they do with the charity is, it's very humbling when you go in there and meet all the kids, and some of them not as privileged as you, and then some been given some dealt some bad cards as a young age, but they're sitting there smiling, cheery as ever, and the charity is amazing with them. We met some amazing people. You were there as well.
Yep.
And the boys are like, they love doing that type of thing, especially around Christmas. That's like our big one in the calendar for visits, and getting around, taking autograph books and t-shirts and all sorts, and just trying to give back and put a smile on their little faces. And I think when you leave after you do that visit, and once you go home, you kind of sit and reflect, and it's amazing the work they do and how privileged we are to support them, and how we can use our sort of platform as being rugby players as a way to inspire them. So it's only right that we give back somehow by doing the Plastic Purple, which is always an amazing fixture in the calendar every year.
Absolutely.
Seeing the crowd plastered in purple.
plaster it purple, not plastered.
Plastered purple.
There we go.
As well.
Good. Plastered only with clothing, please. The other thing we should probably throw out before next weekend as well is the start of the Super Series Sprint. A lot of S's there with our A team returning to action. Two men who have got experience at that competition, obviously yourself.
Yep.
Last year. But today's guest as well. I don't believe you played for the A team last year for us, but you were definitely there for the Stirling Wolves. Mr. Logan Trotter, how are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Yeah.
Welcome to the Squadcast, first and foremost.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. First and foremost, how are you doing? Because I don't think we've checked in with you since the start of the season. We've also not had you on the Squadcast yet. And we've not seen you out in action just yet in a competitive match. But how are you feeling? How are you tracking?
I've been good. I think it's been a bit of a process this past sort of year, 18 months of me, but I'm feeling good. It's good to get back on the field sort of consistently now, and just trying to keep doing my thing and hopefully get out there soon.
Now, the other part, we've not seen you out on the field yet, but it's been a good couple of months now, but I need to ask you this. Your NFL skills in the lead up to the Super Bowl, the clip that's been doing the rounds of you just picking out Mr. Afshar, is there a Lewis Rees Samet-esque switch on the cards for you after this particular chapter of your career?
I was really hoping so. That's the whole reason. I see the cameras out there, I seen the ball, and I was like, right, this is my chance to make millions. I've not had any responses yet.
Not yet, no. Nope.
Tagged a couple teams in it.
Yep. Who's your dream contract?
Probably go Chicago Bears.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I reckon I'd go there. Or somewhere nice and sunny, maybe. Dolphins, Miami.
But fair.
Yeah, just...
Where's your missus from?
She is from Chicago. She's a...
Oh, that's disappointing. I thought there was going to be a conflict in this.
No, I got told very early on that I wasn't allowed to support another team. So that shut that one down. So, yeah.
I feel like that might be a slight sort of punishment type of thing for the last couple of years from the Bears, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's been a...
tough couple of years.
Oh, it's probably been a rough couple of decades for them. But no, number one pick in this year's draft, so...
Logan Trotter.
Hopefully turn around. Oh, yeah, surely. Surely.
Yeah. We'll bring it back to our Oval Bowl game. Sprint Series A team, obviously, were out at Boroughmuir game one, Saturday the 20th, so the day after the Blaster or Purple game, out at Meggetland. What the vibe is in that competition? Obviously, we've seen the A team in the last couple of years. We've seen the Super Series clubs go at it hammer and tongs in the last couple of years. It's a properly competitive environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a few years since I played in it, but from when I was there, I think it was sort of just hitting its peak. I think the sort of boys that teams were being able to bring in and sort of attract really, really grew the sport. And I think we've seen that, especially over the Sprint Series when it was, you know, over the summer. I mean, it's dry weather, sunny. It sort of allowed boys to go and play. I think unlike what it was quite a lot of years back, where most of the time you're playing in winter and you can't really do much. So I think it was a good chance for boys to properly show themselves off.
As a back three player, you must definitely enjoy that side of things rather than...
Oh, definitely. I mean,
December slogs.
I wasn't stood out there getting hypothermia for one year.
No. Three rounds of matches for our A team, Boroughmuir Bears on the 20th of April at Meggetland, and then Stirling Wolves at Bridshaw and Ayrshire Bulls at Millbury every other week after that. Okay, on with the Squadcast. Probably for those of you who are new listeners to the Squadcast, in front of all of us today, we have the hat full of scenarios. In that hat, there are various questions written on scraps of paper. Your job, Logan, is to pluck them out, read them out, and give us your thoughts, give us your answers, make sure we're all suitably entertained.
Sure.
All right, Devin. We don't have any this week. None this week. Must be the school holidays.
I'm asking these to you.
Come on, Rory.
Keep coming. You're reading them out, you're answering them yourself. Murphy can chip in. Murphy will chip in. He's no invitation to chip in. I'll sit here and try and be the conduit. Yeah, pretty much. Make sure that everything's recording properly.
Right. This one says, who makes the best coffee and who never makes one?
Very well. Coffee drinker, first and foremost.
There's a lot of avid coffee enthusiasts at this club, I'd say. I'd say the best coffees... it's actually one of our S&C staff. I'd say Robin.
Yeah, okay.
The artwork he can do is incredible.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Give us an insight. What sort of stuff are we talking here?
I don't even know. It's just, I think it's like leaves and different, I don't know.
Swan?
I think he started working on this one recently. But it always puts me to shame when I do it because I just end up doing a blob. But who never makes one? I've got one recently, actually. Ewan Ferry.
Oh.
He was injured for a little bit, and I did the nice thing as a friend, and I got up a few times and made him a coffee because, you know, he was in a bit of pain.
Yeah.
And then he's now back fit, and he refuses to return the favour.
So we just outed Fez on here.
Yeah, it's selfish, if you ask me.
Yeah. Murphy, you've got any thoughts on this one?
You're
not a coffee drinker, we're not, yeah.
Who makes nice coffees? I couldn't give a flying monkey.
You do appreciate the artwork, though. I've seen you have the conversation. No? No? You put on a call.
People make fancy little things. good for them.
Good for them.
If you make a wee fancy artwork on some hot chocolate, then I'll be interested.
A hot chocolate?
Yeah, I'm a hot chocolate guy.
You don't like coffee? I
hate coffee.
Oh,
don't mind an espresso martini, though.
Oh, hey, there we go. Now we're talking.
Bougie Murphy Walker.
Well,
here.
Do you like? What about like iced coffees, like an iced latte?
No, just don't like the taste. This is so contradicting.
You don't like the taste of coffee, but you're volunteering for an espresso martini.
I say I don't like the taste of coffee, but like an espresso martini, don't like a nice coffee, but also, you know, they can
shock
like a chocolate tray. They're like different, you know, like the coffee flavored ones.
Yeah. So you,
the I don't mind them.
So you like chocolate, is what you're saying?
Is there chocolate in espresso martini?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
That'll be the common. Do you eat the beans off an espresso martini when you're done?
No.
You don't?
No. Do you?
No, I don't. But somebody told me, I think it was Duncan Mann actually, told me this the other day, that he was eating the beans off the top of it. And he made it sound like it was the normal thing to do. I questioned it a bit.
This is not going to go well for Duncan, given that the last time we saw him on an away trip was away down in the Scarlets, and the hotel in the Cardiff has the little towel things that you drop in water and inflate. And a certain Mr. Wilson, who dropped past the hotel afterwards, decided to try and convince various people that they were mints.
Yeah, she did convince.
Yeah, Duncan Mann may have fallen hook, line, and sinker for that particular one and tried to eat a towel. Which was
yeah, he had his first coffee on that trip as well.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He ordered a flat white and he got berated by the barista for never having one. She called him pathetic.
Clearly, that's what he used for the.
It was rough.
The 15 minutes off the bench there. That was the anger.
I just think how much. I know there's a coffee machine here, but say you were out for a day and went to grab like a coffee at some nice little bougie little stall. How much is it?
I think for a flat white, you're looking around 350-ish.
And when you're in London, how much was it roughly?
25. Yeah,
450.
That's crazy. See, that's...
It's worth it, though.
I'm saving money here.
But you then put it on the hot chocolate and the espresso martinis,
yeah,
so, you know.
I don't go out. Yeah.
You are, but it's just like you're not enjoying life at that point, you know?
I just think that... Well, do you have decaf or are you a caffeine man?
No, I've got to have the caffeine.
So I'll... Surely caffeine's bad for you.
No.
It's got to be. Everything in the world's bad.
No, I think like point. Before games when you have like the chewing gum.
Yeah,
that's caffeine.
Yeah, but I'll have that, but I won't have...
That's probably stronger than what a coffee is.
Yeah, I know, but you have a coffee. How many coffees a day have you had already so far? For like today?
I'll have two a day. I'll have a breakfast and a lunch one.
So you've had two today already?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Every single day? Two coffees a day. Not every single day, because when it gets like... Actually, when it does get to weekends, I'll go out and get one.
Exactly.
I think what we're getting to here is
that... I'll have one a week for game day, and that's if selected, which has been a while, so...
As long as you're not having an espresso martini before a game, I think we're fine. I think we're okay. We can agree on this one. All right, dive in. Logan, question two. Hopefully it's less controversial than Murphy's coffee opinions in the first one.
I probably doubt it. Which teammate would you prefer... Yeah, prefer to be stranded with on a desert island.
You can give us a short list of contenders if you want to think out loud.
I'm trying to think. It depends on what you want when you go to this island.
This is true.
Do you want to get off the island? Do you want to survive? Or do you want to just like have a laugh?
True.
Is it live fast, die young, or is it...
Yeah, exactly.
Or is it please leave me alone, I just want to be on my own on the island, is the other question.
I don't even know. This is a tough one.
If you've had a bit of experience with this one before.
Yeah, there's an obvious...
There's
Who's your one?
The standout.
Well, it comes up every single time with this question. You can't say him now that I'm going to about to say him.
Okay.
But Josh Mackay, the hunter, fisher...
The gatherer.
Survival expert.
The outdoorsman.
Yeah, that's a good shout.
It's a pretty solid one.
You can't steal that one, so you're going to have to think outside the box.
I could go Tom Gordon, actually, because he goes away on...
He's another one that gets mentioned.
So. Yeah, he goes away on these trips with Josh, so... He's maybe picked a few things up. Also, he'd be quite a good laugh.
Is it like the team haircut, though, if you've gone on the away trips or the outdoors trips?
I think in order to be good at this stuff, you have to have a mullet.
Yeah.
I think that's just the rule.
Yeah, we don't make the rules.
No.
No.
Are you getting one, Craig?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Where's yours going, Murph? You used to have a V.
Oh, Saturday.
Coming back?
Saturday, I'm getting...
The flying V.
It needs cut.
Yeah, I agree. It
needs cut. It's too long. Too long.
Oh, fair.
Got to look good for all the people that are watching us train.
Yeah. Flipping the question around, is there anybody you definitely don't want to be on a desert island with?
Yeah, Cal Rowe.
It took approximately half a second to think of that answer.
Yeah, I think it'd be good for a few days, and then I think it'd get to a point and we'd just start like hating each other, and it would just become like unbearable, and we'd just... Yeah, it'd be one of them. Like, you separate island in half and you sit on your own half and just don't talk to each other.
Well, yeah, I've seen it in Madagascar.
the unseen bits. I would actually see a remake of Madagascar starring our boys.
That'd be.
Not quite sure where you'd go with the casting choices, yeah, but
who's the Melman the giraffe? It's an easy one. A big JP in there.
Yeah. Big old. Who's the other one? Who's a hippo? Moto Moto.
Oh, there's Moto Moto, which.
Who could? Well.
Sander.
Alex the Lion.
Okay. I've not watched it enough to know the names.
Clearly we have.
Yeah. And then, what's the zebra called again?
Chris Rock. Can't remember the name of it.
Oh, Melman might be the...
No, Melman's definitely the giraffe. You're good with that one. Yeah. All right.
Well, the penguins as well.
And if you've got casting suggestions for Glasgow Warriors remakes of animated films...
suggestions for that?
Yeah, we can't promise that we're going to remake this in time for Oscar season next year, but we'll give it a go.
Who is a player we should be keeping our eye on and for the rest of the season?
No, nice. We can probably limit this to like A team standards. If anybody's going to be involved in those games, one of the younger boys, anything along those lines. Who knows? They might be involved in the rest of the season aside from the A games.
Which I think sort of younger boys we've got.
But a fair number of guys made the step up this season already, which is always always good to see.
Do you want me to go first? Give you some time.
I've got one in mind, but you go first.
All right, okay. I'm going somebody close to me. I'm going to go Jack Mann.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shout.
He's
Return of the King.
Jack Mann is the returning king, and I can't even count how many months he's been out.
December 2022, so do the quick maths on that one.
And he's back, been back training this week, and he'll be available for selection for the A games. And yeah, he'll be absolutely chomping at the bit.
He's been looking sharp in the short sessions the A teams have had over lunch, where you just see them flying around with the ball in hand.
So, and he'll be one of these disruptive ball carriers that you'll see just pinballing boys, and he'll go for the full 80 because he's got an unbelievable engine on him.
Yeah.
So Jack Mann, looking forward to see him running out there again. And I think he'll make the quick step. Like, I can't see him being far away from the squad here in terms of playing for the URC games.
I mean, that is we're just doing that in the head when you're talking. That's a good 16 months.
I think he has a potential. 16 months of bloody good use because he's looking good. Yeah. So
I think we were chatting to him when he announced his resign a couple of weeks ago, where he's possibly the most in shape person at this club purely by simply spend that much time in the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrible at golf, though.
Yeah, to get that in there.
I think I've got two off the top of my head. I think one we've already seen a little bit this season, Donkey Mann. I think obviously seeing him in training every day, he's just a very sharp player. He just does the basics very well, does what's asked of him. I think he's someone that could have a long career. He's just a very sort of reliable player that, you know, does what you need for him.
Yep.
Another one I reckon is Mr. Bart Richie Simpson.
Yeah.
He's similar to sort of Jack. He spent a lot of time out with, I think it was a concussion that he had.
Yep.
So he's now just sort of getting into the swing of things again. And he's a bit of a maverick, I'd say. He kind of just does what he wants out there, whether it's kicking, just showing and going. But he's quite an exciting player, I reckon. He's one to maybe keep an eye on.
He's definitely been a standout for, if anybody's not watched him in the Super Series previously or for Scotland under 20s. You definitely get those flashes of brilliance is probably where I'm going with this from him. So fingers crossed we see him back on the on the field as well.
Another character as well.
Another one who's been looking fairly sharp in training.
Three.
All the great shows.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll go with one more and let you guys shoot off.
This one's from Rory, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. Biggest rugby noz at the club.
Nice.
Who loves rugby here? I think it's got to be one of the forwards because they love rugby, don't they? They love scrums and mauls.
I feel like... I've got a couple answers, but I've answered this one before, but I'll
have you.
And it's different for, like, it's quite nice seeing a different perspective. Like, obviously, you get the backs unit sessions, and you're obviously floating around the backs, and you know who's so detailed and knows all, the plays and et cetera, et cetera. And obviously with forwards, we've always got lineouts, and there's only one person that knows every single lineout of the opposition, Alan Miller. He's always my answer, but it'll be interesting to see what the backs answers.
Backs is it's a tough one because I don't think there's anybody classes like your sort of classic Nos, I wouldn't say. There's people that are sort of very detailed on what they do in terms of as soon as they're done with training, they're upstairs on the computer looking through games. I think Josh Mackay is one of them. He loves a bit of code in a good way. He sort of, I'd say, probably say Staffy as well. He's very on top of it. Obviously, a very good leader, knows what he's talking about. He's sort of gained that respect of the other boys now. So I think he warrants it, you know. Yeah, it's probably two off the top of my head.
Yeah. Staff wise, you've got the Nos sitting across. He knows every stat under the sun about Glasgow.
I bow at the feet of Mr. Top of the Moon.
Top of the moon. A proper Nos.
Yeah, he is. He is the.
Oh,
the guru.
I've just thought of the ultimate one, but I'll let you go.
No.
He is a forward.
Right.
I'm just saying this because it's what he gets called, but a Callum Norrie.
Callum Norrie.
Callum Norrie.
Different kind of it. Yeah.
It helps that his surname's Norrie, so he's called Nos anyway. But yeah, I'll throw him out there.
Another one to keep an eye on, just rewinding to our previous question, based on the under-20s.
Yeah.
Six Nations again. Looking in good shape and after a few injury layoffs there. But yeah. Well, nice. On that note, we will let you disappear off into the... This is Thursday we're recording this because the week started a little bit later because of an adjustment to the schedule.
On Monday.
Yeah. Do you have a good day off? Or were you just finishing off with rewinding
Monday
completely?
I was...
Golfing.
Yeah. How did that go?
I'd rather not comment. I had Jack as my partner. Being Ross. So you know how that's went. But it was lovely. How was yours?
It was. I was in here, but all good. We will see you back at Scotstoun next week, Warrior Nation, as we prepare for the Plastered Purple match against the Hollywood Bet Sharks in the BKT URC. Friday, 19th of April, 7:35 kickoff. Get your tickets at glasgowwarriors.org. And don't forget to donate to Glasgow Children's Hospital Charity on our Twitter, our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, TikTok, website. Anywhere that there is a hyperlink that is available, go and donate. Very worthy cause. And make sure to look out your purple for next Friday night. In the meantime, Logan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Murphy, we'll see you next week.
Yes, you will.
And I've been Craig Wright. This has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.